This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, what happened? Ultimately, what is happening here is that the Mushrikeen, and in another narration, it's going to be Al-Yahud, they totally missed the point of what a God is, and that is that he is Wajib al-Wujub. They basically said, what the atheists tell us today. Okay, you say that there was God. Well, what caused God? You totally missed the point. You missed the point that causation itself, the concept of cause and effect, is a thing. That thing has a beginning, right? Where did that beginning come from? In other words, the scientific constants, time, space, matter, cause and effect, right? We're going to keep going all the way back until we reach a zero point where there was no time, no space, no matter, no cause, and no effect. What do we call that? Physicists call that the Big Bang, okay? Which is the zero point, the birth of the universe as we know it with its laws and its constants. So you cannot explain the origin of constants through constants. So you cannot explain, okay, the origin of cause and effect through cause and effect. That's the whole concept of what the creator is. He is the one who is not subjected to cause and effect. He's outside of time, outside of space, outside of causality. And he's outside of matter. He's not composed of matter. Okay, even the phrase outside is problematic because it implies like an inside and outside. He is, we should say, transcendent, beyond time, space, cause, effect, and materiality. And that's the whole point of Surah Al-Ikhlas, is to understand the concept of God. So if someone asks you, well, where did your God come from? We say your mind is still stuck on cause and effect. We're telling you that cause and effect had a beginning. You cannot explain the beginning of something through itself. Okay, cannot explain cause and effect, that cause and effect had a cause. And Allah tells us, "Undur kayfa bada al-khalq." Think of how creation began. Because when you think of how creation began, you are forced to admit and to recognize that there must be something whose existence was necessary, not something brought about by a cause. غير محدث. This is why we say he's مخالف للحوادث. He is different from anything that has a beginning.